Time to visit with Cindy Hendricks, the head librarian at the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, Halloween's over, and now we're looking forward to Thanksgiving and Christmas.
What can I say?
It's your favorite season, Christmas, right?
I love to decorate, period, but that season just has so many opportunities, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, yeah. A lot of things happening at the Appleton Public Library during the holiday season.
Yes. Well, this the month of October, I think we saw ourselves here a lot more almost than home, because we had 19 programs, 18, 19 programs scheduled. You know, and some of it was passive, you know, and things too, but still, you got to get all ready for all that stuff. But I think fall might be all of our favorites, since we all had so many ideas.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yep.
So definitely we've kept busy. And, you know, November, we have a lot of things happening here too.
All right.
So yeah, it's kind of exciting.
Yep. Tell us all about it.
Well, this week, we've got election tomorrow, so people should keep that in mind if you've got a lot of things going on. And then Wednesday, we've got after-school bingo for children and families at 3:30. Keep also in mind that we are closed next Tuesday for Veterans Day, which, you know, we usually have our adult craft shows or craft events and everything the second Tuesday. Well, we had to move it to the third Tuesday. So hopefully that isn't too much of a headache for people, but keep those things in mind. Next week, we've got a hedgehog craft for children and families after school, because remember, every Wednesday we have something going on here. And then Thursday, we've got an author program. We've got author Ken Nurburgring here. And so keep that in mind, because, he will be here at 1 o'clock, and it's always exciting to see what causes people to want to write about books or write, period. Mm-hmm. What can you say?
Right.
Also, then on the 18th is a wood project for adults. And you've got a choice of a pumpkin or a gnome project. On the 19th, we start registration, because we're going to go on a bus trip in December on the 4th.
Where are you going?
We're going to Alexandria. We're going to see the Andrea Theater in Alexandria. We're going to see A Christmas Story. You know that story, I'm sure. You return to the 1940s with 9-year-old Ralphie Parker. It's guaranteed to put you in the Christmas spirit.
Mm.
And so that bus trip registration opens on the 19th. You can call here to register for that bus. And I think that Lac La Parle County is also doing a bus trip, too. So keep those things in mind. The library is there. Are also putting something like that together. Also on the 19th, we have a take and make for children and families. November 20th, Prairie 5, Laura Thomas, the aging counselor, will be here. November 24th, we've got our book club. We're going to be reading this month, Everything You Want Me to Be by Mindy Meha. The 26th is Lego Club for Children and Families. And, of course, the 27th, we will be closed for the Thanksgiving Day holiday. And then our community is still doing the Community Day dinner on, of course, Thanksgiving Day. And that will be on the 27th, open from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it is at the Appleton VFW. So lots of things going on, not only at the library, but at the community, because we also involve ourselves in lots of things. Right now, in fact, we are partnering with the Appleton Area Health Services and having a food drive. So if you've got some extra food that you would like to share with us, we are collecting it in our hallway down by our back entrance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how long does the collection go to? Is there a date?
I think this next week, if I remember correctly, I think it goes until like the 14th.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good cause there.
So, yeah, it's a super good cause and everything. You know, it's just paying it forward. That's just how it works.
That's right. All right, should we move into what are people reading in November?
Sure. There are lots of new books still, because October put forth quite a few things, and now we continue on in November. The Widow by John Grisham is out for hardcover fiction, so for you Grisham fans, it is another real good one. Michael Connelly, also a long-term author, has a new book out called The Proving Ground. It's the eighth book in the Lincoln Lawyer series. Another thing to consider is the Christmas books are starting to roll out with The Christmas Ring by Karen Kingsbury. And so if you're looking for a book to give to one of your favorite people for the holiday season, stop on down. We've always got ideas. We have lots of ideas here, Paul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
Anyway, yeah, we do. Hardcover nonfiction, What's New is Nobody's Girl by Virginia Roberts Giffrey. The late activist and advocate for sex trafficking survivors describes her time with Jeffrey Epstein. Whew, kind of an interesting book.
Mm-hmm.
New this week, to Rescue the American Spirit by Brett Baer and Catherine Whitney. The Fox News Channel chief political anchor chronicles the life and times of Theodore Roosevelt. Giving Up is Unforgivable by Joyce Vance, the former U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Alabama, contextualize our current political moment and advocates for citizens' engagement. So lots of new things, exciting things. And if you've got a favorite author or would like a book recommendation, stop on down because, you know, we are all readers here.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to be a reader if you work at a library, right?
Well, you know, but we all have different interests. It's just kind of fun to talk to each other because some of us like the same kind of books and some of us don't.
Right.
And yeah, we're just kind of a mix of people here and it's just fun.
How's book club going?
Oh, book club is always so much fun. It's like they're just my people. So, of course, I just love book club. I think there were 9 of us that met this last week to talk about the book. Anyway,
okay.
And, you know, we've got anywhere from, you know, sometimes we'll have a smaller group, but sometimes we'll get up to a dozen of us. And, you know, there's a lot of people in the group, but it kind of ebbs and flows with availability,
right,
you know?
Right, yeah, okay.
Have we
wrapped up the construction season there around the library, or how's that going, Cindy?
I had kind of hoped that we'd wrapped it up, but I see they're doing some work today.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're out on the streets today, so be very careful if you are driving on Rooney. I noticed when I walked to work, there was this large, big metal container in the middle of the street.
Okay.
So you might want to be careful.
There you go.
Just suggestions.
All right.
Tell
our listeners when the library's open and where you're located then.
The library is open Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. You can get a hold of us by calling 320-289-1681. Visit us on our Facebook page or our website for the latest happenings and things going on here at the Appleton Library. And then don't forget to sign up to receive our monthly newsletter. You can receive a copy of it that is delivered just into your email so that you can keep up to date on all the different fun things happening here at the Appleton Library.
Mm-hmm. All right, and I get that email too, and the November newsletter is full of really good information and what you're doing at the library there.
Yeah, I like to put pictures of different people who are coming and all the different events that we have, because we offer so many things for all ages. So it's just a fun place to come to work and a fun place to visit.
All right, thank you, Cindy, and we'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds perfect. Have a great week.
That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.